The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to John.
Glory to you, Lord.
And Jesus said to the Jewish crowds, I am the living bread that came down from heaven. Whoever eats this bread will live forever. And the bread that I will give is my flesh for the life of the world. The Jews quarreled among themselves, saying, How can this man give us his flesh to eat? And Jesus said to them, Amen, amen, I say to you, unless you eat the flesh of the Son of Man and drink his blood, you do not have life within you. Whoever eats my flesh and drinks my blood has eternal life, and I will raise him on the last day. For my flesh is true food, and my blood is true drink. Whoever eats my flesh and drinks my blood remains in me, and I in him. Just as the living Father sent me, and I have life because of the Father, so also the one who feeds on me will have life because of me. This is the bread that came down from heaven. Unlike your ancestors who ate and still died, whoever eats this bread will live forever. The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
Have you accepted Jesus Christ as your personal Lord and Savior? It's a good question. It's an important question. We all have to answer that question. But I think that question misses an essential element of what it means to be a disciple. I think a better way to phrase that question is, have we accepted Jesus Christ as our Lord and our Savior? Do you notice the difference? Discipleship is all about community. We celebrate the feast of the body and blood of Christ. The body of Christ. It's not just the Eucharist, not just communion. It is our name. It is who we are. I remember Sister Ignatius. I love those old names for the sisters. We had Sister Ignatius, Sister Tom, Sister Joe. Sister Ignatius preparing us for First Communion, saying, It really is the body of Christ distributing the body of Christ to the body of Christ. Community is essential for the disciple. Going back to our roots, Jesus gathered a group to himself. He went around preaching and teaching the crowds. Paul coming on the scene, establishing different communities, different churches, ecclesias, the gatherings. The gathering in Thessalonica, the gathering in Corinth, the gathering in Rome. All the various Christian communities. Acts of the Apostles talks about the growth of the community, the movement of the Spirit in building the community up. It's all about community. And I think sometimes we get a little too individualistic when it comes to God. It's not me and God. It's all of us together and God. Notice, even when we come together, all the prayers, there's never I and me, it's always we. And us. We pray together. We journey as disciples together. I had an experience a number of years ago that hammered this home for me. Two years ago, I think. I shared this with you. But it's a good story. It's an important story to me, so I want to tell it again. You know, when I was on leave of absence, initially, it wasn't supposed to be a leave of absence. It was just supposed to be bye. Leave of absence. Going to church, going to Mass, Very, very difficult. Not very comfortable. Everybody's looking at me. They're all whispering. Do you ever feel like that? Let me tell you. They're not talking about you. Trust me. We're all concerned with ourselves and the things that we've done, and we're worried that everybody else is talking about us. We don't have time to talk about anyone else. But I was very, very uncomfortable. I found it difficult, hard. Had to drag myself to get to Mass. A person living two doors down in my apartment complex was also Catholic. So we went together, safety in numbers. When I didn't want to go, he wanted to go. He didn't want to go, I was dragging him. We both got through it together. And I discovered, sitting in that pew, everybody around me, they were the same people, the same faces. We're creatures of habit, aren't we? We all sit in the same spot. And over the weeks, months, built up a relationship with those people around me. I have no clue what their names are, but their faces were friendly. I looked forward to their greeting. I got much more comfortable surrounded by them. Before Mass, I could whisper and joke about different things that we saw that were going on in the church. Through them, I became a part of the community. Through them, I got closer to God. Through them, I find myself here today. One of my pet peeves, thing that I cannot stand, is when people say, I don't get anything out of Mass. My response is, so what? It's not what we get out of the celebration. Not what we get out of when the community comes together. It's what we bring to the celebration. Our presence, our love, our smile, our exchange of peace, our friendly hello. We have no clue how our presence can change another person. Just by being in the pew, just by being ourselves, just by interacting with one another, we can help someone get close to God. We can help someone know God a little bit better. We can help someone know that they are loved, that they are precious in God's eyes. That, to me, is what the body of Christ is all about. And that is why I say it is absolutely essential to being a disciple.